or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi, hour number three, right here on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here real quick for you. Starting off, Russian missiles crossed into Poland today, killing two individuals. It's being inspected and investigated to find out whether it was done on accident or were they starting to try to bleed into Poland a little bit. Russia now has come out and said that it wasn't them. They didn't do it. Okay, sure. And then we've got here, Kevin McCarthy has won the Republican leadership role, which, by the way, Republicans have now projected to take over the House. So that's a big win right there. And the Senate leadership role for the Republicans might have a challenge. Rick Scott has thrown his name into the hat to go against Mitch McConnell. And so, yeah, this goes back to what we were talking about last week. Was it last week? Maybe it was a week before that. Who are you going to choose in the Senate leadership role if you were going to be the senator? Would you choose Senator Turtle or Senator Skeletor? That's your options. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Oh, final top three story. The human population is now at 8 billion. We talked about that extensively at the beginning of last hour. If you missed it, you can listen to the podcast on our website or download our mobile app, News Radio Pensacola, in the App Store, and you can listen to the podcast where we talked about 8 billion people on the planet today and what the impact on climate change that could mean. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic on the fives brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110, starting to improve as well as on Highway 90. If you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, still going to see a little bit of traffic heading eastbound, but it is clearing up. 98 checking in without any major slowdowns, and also looking good in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre on 98. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw this story from CNBC. Flu hospitalizations are surging in the United States, particularly in the Southeast, as well as New York City and New Jersey. And we've had 1,300 people who have died from COVID. I'm sorry, from the flu. 1,300 people who have died from the flu this year already. I wanted to address that part first because I keep getting texts from people saying, I believe COVID has slowed down so much so that it's just as bad as the flu now. It's not any worse than the flu. Well, that's actually not true. So we've had 1,300 people who've died from the flu so far this year. Just last month alone, we had 2,800 people die from COVID. So in just 1 month. So COVID is still it's still much more dangerous. But here's the thing. It's much more dangerous for the older generation. I actually just updated my COVID data once again. Went to Statista.com and updated the COVID data. And here's the numbers. From 0 to 49 years old, you have a 0% chance of dying from COVID if you get it. That's right, 0%. Now it's like 0.2%, but if you round it down, it's 0%. Those over the age of 65, though, 75% of all COVID deaths since the start of this thing are for those over the age of 65. 75% of all COVID deaths are over the age of 65. If you're over the age of 75 years old, you have an 11.5% chance of dying from COVID. This is still something that is extremely dangerous for those who are over the age of 75, whether you have the COVID shot or not. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news. Stick around.
got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet.
Vince Cole right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. If you would like a pair of tickets to Rocky Mountain High Experience at John Denver Christmas starring Rick Schuller, it's coming up on Black Friday, November 25th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. We got a pair of tickets for you. Just text in Rocky Mountain. If you text in Rocky Mountain, you'll have a chance to win. Gracie will select one of the winners. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Poland confirming it was Russian missiles that landed in their country, killing two people today. Those explosions reported this morning, but the confirmation they were Russian missiles not released until this evening. Of course, Poland is a NATO member. Fox News reporting the Polish president is describing that incident as an Article 4 situation. That's when a member state feels threatened by another country. New report today showing border encounters at an all-time record high last month. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced this week in its monthly report there were more than 230,000 border encounters in October. Customs and Border Patrol Commander, Acting Commander Troy Miller, cites a high number of asylum seekers from Cuba and Nicaragua as the cause of that increase. Miller says a recent change in immigration policies led to a dramatic reduction in Venezuelan encounters. Rough day for beachgoers in Acapulco, Mexico. Bobby, they're in shock. Three butchered bodies washed ashore. Police there say they believe they were the victims of drug cartel violence. One of those bodies was bound to a cement anchor. Another body had a gunshot. Authorities removed the bodies but never shut down the beach, apparently. Tourists were just there the entire time. Kind of an odd one. And Thanksgiving is coming up this year, Bobby. It might be cheaper to go out and eat. Let somebody else do the cooking. Apparently, because of inflation, price increases in pretty much everything Thanksgiving related, including the turkey. I can vouch for that. I bought mine the other day. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of dining out has only risen or has risen at a lower rate than the cost of cooking your meal at home. At home, it's risen more than 12% to get all the ingredients for your Thanksgiving meal. Apparently, though, eating out, it's only up about 9%.
Yeah, I saw that as well. A lot of things changing at this season. I just got this alert, David. Amazon has begun their layoffs.
Uh-oh.
Hitting the Alexa unit and the cloud gaming division first. So remember yesterday the news came out that Amazon is going to lay off around 10,000 individuals.
Yeah.
And so all in the corporate. So I just to sidetrack here, I just want to go ahead and bring this up then because I was going to cover this a little bit later, but Jeff Bezos had an interview just yesterday on CNN where he said that he was willing to go. He's planning to give away all $124 billion or most of his $124 billion net worth. And I'm thinking, what? You're laying off up to 10,000 individuals, the biggest layoff in Amazon history. And then you're out there bragging that you're just going to give your money away. How about you just let those people keep their jobs then? You obviously don't need the money. You don't need the money. So, okay, how about this? You just lay them off, but you keep paying them then with your charitable giving. I'm just saying it's just jacked up when you're like, I'm going to give all my wealth away, you know, while I fire a bunch of people and they're not going to be able to pay their mortgage or their right before Thanksgiving.
Now, Bobby, you said
and Christmas.
You said they were starting in what divisions of Amazon?
Alexa division and cloud gaming division is where they've started the cuts.
So these are like programmers and that type of thing?
Exactly. These are programmers. These are like programmers and people like, these are not the people that handle the sales. These are the people who are programmers. These are people who are, they might be executives in that area or team leaders or something, but these are corporate jobs that they're getting rid of. So right before the holidays, right before, you know, they're getting ready to do some Christmas shopping, getting ready to do some, get ready for Thanksgiving, go get some turkey next week. Nope.
It's tough times out there, that's for sure. But, you know, it almost seems like 10,000 seems like a lot of programmers to have. I know Amazon's a huge website, but that just seems like a lot to have to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. Very good point right there. So kind of an unfortunate thing right there when you've got this billionaire bragging about how he's going to give away his fortune. In the meantime, he's laying off all these people right before the holidays. So Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 still seeing some slight delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, though, well, we talked about the, yeah, exactly, there's a text. Merry Christmas, you guys are fired. That's exactly what's happening. And Merry Christmas, you guys are fired, and I'm going to go ahead and give away my fortune to charity. Like, what? I just don't get it. All right, coming up here next, I do want to talk about, I'm going to change this, lighten it up a little bit. Well, not lighten up, I'm going to get it heavy. Gonna get real heavy. The top obese states next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Congratulations to Mississippi. They're no longer the fattest state. West Virginia is. Yeah. They came in second, unfortunately, as the most obese state in the country, followed by Kentucky, Arkansas, and then Alabama. Florida comes in 31st, so we're on the fitter end of the spectrum right there, coming in 31st overall. And then the fittest state is Colorado. I can't say it's the fittest state. It's the least obese. Let's face it, right? It's not a matter of fit states and not fit states. It's just the ones that are more obese than the others. So Colorado is the least obese, followed by Utah, Massachusetts, Hawaii, and Minnesota. So, yeah. So there you go. And then... And they were looking at this, you know, that got me thinking, because we're just talking about COVID and we're talking about the COVID numbers. How crazy is it that COVID is a virus that kills people who are older than 65, but also people who have pre-existing conditions that are younger than 65. And the number one pre-existing condition that affects is people who are obese. And how crazy is it that we were like, oh, wow, we got this virus that negatively affects obese people. So I'll tell you what to do. Stay inside your house, and we're going to shut down all of the gyms. That was the government's solution to COVID. Can't do anything outside. Can't take a walk outside. Can't go to the public park. Can't go surfing. Got to stay inside and eat chips. Oy vey. Pensacola right now. And they were like, but don't worry, don't worry. We're going to give you a magic shot. The government. Pensacola right now, Bobby. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 92.3. Got your sports hit coming up here in a second. And today's sign of the apocalypse as well. If you would like to weigh in, if you'd like to share your thoughts, if you have any questions, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We were talking about Jeff Bezos. I just saw the alert that Amazon has gone ahead and started with their layoffs. And I'm like, wow, a week and a half before Thanksgiving? That's just jacked up, man. Especially the day that your billionaire founder, multi-billionaire founder says, I'm going to give away all my money over my lifetime to charities. How about instead of giving away all the money to charities, you trickle it down to the people who help build your wealth? And instead of laying them off, I'm just like, what? You're a multi-billionaire, and now you're willing to give away your money, but you're not willing to pay people to keep working? Lost a little respect for old Bezos right there on that one. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. Russian missiles crossed into the NATO members' territory, Poland, and killed two individuals. Senior U.S. intelligence officials said that it was their missiles. Russia is denying that it was. Poland has convened a National Security Council in order to make sure it was done on accident. And if it wasn't done on accident, what the response will be. Kevin McCarthy, well, first of all, the Republicans are projected now to have taken over the House. Republicans have taken over the House. How many seats they will have an advantage still remains to be seen, but they at least control the House. Kevin McCarthy has one GOP leadership role, and Rick Scott, senator from right here in Florida, is challenging Mitch McConnell for the GOP leadership seat in the Senate. Now, Mitch McConnell came out a couple hours ago and said that he's got enough votes to be reelected, but I kind of hope not. He probably does, but I hope not. And then finally, the human population is now at 8 billion. 8 billion individuals on the earth today. It took us 11 years to increase another billion people. We talked about that a little bit last hour, particularly like when everybody talks about climate change, we have to reverse climate change. I'm in the camp that says, you can't reverse climate change. And part of the reason why you can't reverse climate change is because of our population. The more people we get on Earth, the more people we have on Earth, and the more that people are able to use technology and have power and energy, then just no matter what, we're going to have some sort of effect. And the only way we could truly reverse the effects of climate change, truly reverse man-made's impact on climate change, is if we cut our population in half. And that's not going to happen. So instead of trying to reverse man-made or man's effects of climate change, we need to try to figure out how to deal with climate change, how to live with the problems that come because of climate change. And this is a fine example. Anything you try to do to reverse climate change, we're going to get another billion people in 10 more years. It's just not going to work out. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
Oh, I got to read this first. Trump's not going to announce that he's running for president. He's going to announce that he's running for Speaker of the House. That would be funny. We did get another text here. It says, what if he comes out and says that he's going to start a new party? No, he won't do that. He's... look, my hope, just so we could have another party, because I'm one that doesn't like the two-party system, my hope was that he would get reelected. And when he got reelected back in 2020, that the first thing he would do is announce a new party. Because then he would have 4 years to kind of build that party leadership up, build the infrastructure up, and everything like that as the head of the new party. But he's not going to do it like leading in. He wants to be president again. So he's going to use all the power and resources of the Republican Party to do that. All right. Sports hit here. NCAA football underway right now. Bowling Green State University beating Toledo 14-0 at the start of the second quarter. Ohio University beating Ball State 7-3 in the second quarter as well. That game is on ESPN2. On TNT, New Orleans Pelicans down already against the Memphis Grizzlies by 6 points. When that game's over, Brooklyn Nets will play the Sacramento Kings on TNT. Right now, number four, Kentucky is beating Michigan State 30-26. That game is on ESPN. When that game's over, ESPN will have number seven Duke playing number six Kentucky. NHL hockey underway. Vancouver beating Buffalo 2-1. Florida Panthers are beating Washington 1-0. Tampa Bay Lightning are tied with the Dallas Stars at 1-1. And the Toronto Maple Leafs beating Pittsburgh 2-0. Scoreless game between Philadelphia and Columbus, and a scoreless game between the New Jersey Red Devils in Montreal. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear throughout I-10 and I-110, as well as Davis Highway, Creighton Road, and East Olive Road. Nothing to slow you down on Highway 90, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads, just call in with your traffic tip at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, in the sports news, the NFL says that they've set their sights on further international expansion. What they're planning on doing is, you know, this they've played in London for the past few years. They've played in Mexico City a couple times. Now they just played in Germany. Now they're saying what's on their radar? Spain and France. Spain and France. LA Rams star wide receiver Cooper Kupp needs surgery on a high ankle sprain. He's going to miss at least 4 weeks. Colts All-Pro linebacker Shaquille Leonard had season-ending back surgery today. And over in golf, Rory McIlroy is calling for Greg Norman to step down as the LIV golf commissioner. Says that we need adults to settle the PGA-LIV rift. Whoa. All righty. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Philadelphia Eagles' dream of a perfect season is over. They fell to the Commanders on Monday night, but Philly fans shouldn't panic. Letdowns happen. They weren't going to go 17-0. The real test for this team is how they respond. Washington showed that you can run on the Eagles. Time to focus on fixing that hole instead of worrying about a mid-November loss to a divisional foe. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
All right, there you go. That is the CBS Sports Minute. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can go ahead and text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We were talking about the, let me go ahead and read here. The way that half the country votes, you can't rule out global nuclear war that would cut the population in half. Well, I see what you're saying, because I was saying our population's at 8 billion now. And we increased 1 billion people over the past 11 years. And that was with a global pandemic, by the way, a global pandemic. And we still increased 1 billion individuals. And I was saying, so any arguments that we have to reverse climate change or man's impact on climate change, I'm like, it's ridiculous, because we're just increasing more quote unquote men on Earth. And I use that men as a, you know, universal terminology, but we're getting more people on Earth. So anything you do is just going to get, instead, like, I'm not interested in reducing the population of the world. Maybe some people are. I remember even saying that during COVID, during the height of COVID, I said, what I find to be kind of just bizarre is the people who scream the loudest about how we have to save the planet from man's climate change are the same people who are trying everything they can to make sure that nobody dies from COVID. And I'm like, yet the solution to your problem is let this pandemic run wild. And so I'm like, they want the cake and eat it too. I don't understand. But here's the thing. As we saw, you can't stop it. Our life expectancy has gone from 58 years old just 50 years ago to 73 worldwide. So we're living longer. Population is growing, and it will continue to do so. Yes, if there's some sort of nuclear war, then that would reduce the population. But then a nuclear war would probably do way more damage to the climate than anything that you and I are doing right now. You know what I mean? All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty. HelloFresh. They're one of those meal service companies that sends you meals in the mail that you could cook up. Well, they are being accused of using coconut milk. And I was like, what? How dare they? Oh, no. That's not the main story. They're used of using coconut milk that has been obtained by illegal monkey labor. Don't even know what the. Okay. So maybe that's how we're going to get rid of the population. We're at 8 billion people today. And starting tomorrow, the monkeys will revolt and we'll begin the Planet of the Apes. This is how it began. This is how it begins. How did the Planet of the Apes begin? Well, one day, a company called HelloFresh was having monkeys milk coconuts for them. And the monkeys were like, enough! These stupid coconuts don't even have nipples! And they that was it. They rebelled. No more coconut milking. And that was it. I don't know. But in seriousness, apparently PETA in Asia alleges that they have monkeys chained, whipped, and beaten and forced to spend long hours picking coconuts. This is weird. Like, wow, that's so weird. I mean, if that's true, okay, that's outrageous. But I don't know. That's your sign of the apocalypse. The start of the Planet of the Apes begins right here. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So before we get to David Wayne over the newsroom, let's go over to Gracie with traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. Our traffic line number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, first, I'm still monitoring this school board meeting. So far, I have not heard a vote on this Warrington Middle School charter agreement. We're going to continue monitoring this tonight, and I'm sure we'll have more information by morning. But while we're talking education, Pensacola State College's new training room has now been dedicated to Florida Power and Light. PSC says they made the dedication because of the support FPL's shown the school over the last 50-plus years. That new training room holds about 50 people, but it's in Building 17 on the PSC campus here in Pensacola.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So first of all, on our Facebook page, pinned at the top of the Facebook page, we have a new Thanksgiving bracket. And just a fun little thing to do as we lead into Thanksgiving. It's just certain foods going up against each other, like turkey versus ham, mashed potatoes against sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole against corn, pumpkin pie against sweet potato pie. You know, it goes on and on like that. So you can go to the bracket and click on your favorites. And round two, I believe, begins tomorrow or maybe Friday. And it goes all the way till, I think, Wednesday is when we get the final, the most favoritist Thanksgiving food of all. So stick around. Tune into that one. 94% of Americans are not living in their dream house. 94%. Now, they're actually pretty reasonable on this survey. They're not looking like, my dream house is a multi-million dollar mansion overlooking Beverly Hills. No, it's not like that. In fact, most say that their average dream home would probably cost $500,000 or less. Which nowadays, with what's happened the last two or three years, that's just like that's a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch. Anyway, 28% of people said that their dream home would be in the suburbs. That's the highest percentage. That surprises me. 28%, their dream home would be in the suburbs. 22% would be a beachside home. 20% said it would be out in the country somewhere. 15% would want to be right in the heart of the city. And another 15% want to live in the mountains. So that was interesting. The most popular exterior style of home is modern style, followed by ranch, Victorian, farmhouse, and then cabin. For the interior style was also modern, followed by minimalist, traditional, contemporary, and then eclectic. Some of the most popular dream amenities of the dream home would be a home with a view, a big backyard, a large family room, a front porch, a balcony, privacy, a hobby room, and a home theater. I was thinking about this dream home. You know what my dream home would be? One of either two places. Either an Airstream, just living in an Airstream. Yes, I've already gotten the memes. People sending to me, down by the river. Yep, that would be me. I'm serious, because then I just go anywhere. I got my house. I just take an Airstream. It's nice. It lasts a long time. I'd be fine with that. Or a hotel. I lived in a hotel for like 5 months. It was fantastic. It was wonderful. It had an indoor pool, a little gym. They fed you, I think, four nights out of the week. There was food. It was wonderful. Somebody came and cleaned up my place all the time. I know. That might be why I'm single. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.